Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for our 13th episode of Season 2 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
So, Liz, how do you feel about sharing some insider tips for our listeners today?
Let's do it.
All right. If you like doing things in Ada, we have some fun things for you to check out. Did you know there's some gnome homes at Ada Township Park and at Seedman Park? They're fun little houses with activities for the kids. We're not going to tell you the exact locations. That's part of the fun. Go to the parks, discover these, and learn more about them.
That is so much fun. I love that they're doing that. I love that it's just a kid activity, and they are adorable. If you guys haven't seen one, they're actually like, they look like gnome homes. Yeah. I mean, like true ones. All right. Are you guys ready for summer? One thing that you need this summer is sunscreen, and Skin Co. Lab has it. They have a whole line of exclusive products, sunscreen being one of them. So definitely stop in and check it out.
And our new wine bar in Ada, The Lark, is offering some really fun tasting events. Go on their website, check those out. I know they're selling out fast, but gather your friends, your husband, coworkers, and go learn all about the wines at The Lark.
You know what I love so much about the wines there too? I was talking to May about them. May is the owner. And so many of them are like really cool, like women-owned wineries in small batch, which is very cool. All right. Did you know that you can buy a drink for someone at the post with a Sip It Forward program? So with a Sip It Forward program, you can buy someone a drink. The little postcard will go in a mailbox. That person will come to the post. They will be notified that they have a drink waiting for them. They pull out the postcard and surprise, they have a free drink. It's a very cool program. It's something special that you can do for anyone. So if it's work related, if it's friend related, family related, grab a drink and jump into the Sip It Forward program.
I don't know who thought of this idea, but I love it. I have received drinks and I have also done it for other people as just a special gift. And I think this is just one of the most fun things happening in Ada.
Yeah, I do too. I haven't got a drink yet, so. Anybody who's listening? No, I'm kidding.
All right. And one other thing, Gravel Bottom has started trivia nights. If you're into trivia, you like competition, and you can grab a local beer. It's every Tuesday night from 7:30 to 9:30. You can check out their Facebook page for more information.
And grab a crew. Grab a crew and come do trivia night.
Yes.
All right. We are super excited to welcome Samantha Baker to our podcast. Samantha is the owner of Artisan Fox. She has an 8-year-old daughter. Artisan Fox opened in 2024. Before opening Artisan Fox, she had worked in Ada for the past 3 years. A really cool aspect of Artisan Fox is they get a lot of their flowers local from a co-op. We're super excited to have Samantha with us. All right, Sam, we always start what we say is like the hardest question, but tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Artisan Fox.
Yeah, so I opened up in March of last year, right as another floral shop was closing their doors and retiring. So I thought that was the perfect opportunity to start one back up because we don't have a small flower shop here in Ada. And who doesn't love going to the grocery store, just walking around town and grabbing a quick bouquet? I am a mom of an 8-year-old daughter, so it is a lot of juggling the flower store and her, and it's wonderful.
But I love that entrepreneurial spirit. So you saw an opportunity and mm-hmm. you took it. And I was thrilled when I heard you were opening up a flower shop because I would get phone calls and people would say, where can I order flowers in Ada to have them delivered? So fantastic.
Yeah. When I did start, I was not offering the delivery because it was just myself and there wasn't time. So shortly after I hired my employee, Jennifer, who is a wonderful employee. She has stuck through everything with me, like the ups and downs. And so she holds down the fort while I do the deliveries. And it's been wonderful.
Oh, and having a good employee like that literally gets you through those ups and downs. And you've only been open for a year. So there's going to be so many of those, right? So it's so nice that she got to create that path with you and do that path. So what drew you into, one, that space, and then two, kind of piggybacking off the other flower shop and why the flower industry?
Yeah, so the previous flower shop was wonderful. They were geared more for events and larger things, not necessarily the walk-in for a quick bouquet or walk-in for the small items that go with the gift. So I kind of wanted to change that whole view of the flower shop and more the get to know the local person that lives here in Ada. Because the thing that drew me was I've always been in an industry where I serve people's needs. So I've been in aesthetics, I've been in fashion boutiques and culinary. So all of those, you have to figure out your clientele, your customer, what they need, what they want, what they may need and want and don't know it. And so a flower shop just fit that perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, you're literally tackling the people that don't know that they should probably bring flowers home or, you know, or for a holiday. Like, they quick walk by and they're like, oh my gosh, it's almost Easter. Like, I should grab flowers or Mother's Day or whatever.
That's such an important perspective for a small business, is knowing your customer, but also, like you said, kind of forecasting what they may need or want in the future. I think you've been done a really nice job of adding in some gift items so that your store is more approachable, that when people walk by, they might see something in the window or they might see something on your social media and come in even to buy a gift and then say, oh, I should take home some flowers along with that gift.
Yeah. I mean, we have many customers that come in wanting the flowers, but they don't know where to start. So it's just having that conversation with them, getting to know them, what the event is, what's going on in their life, because maybe in conversation you find out that the arrangement's going to a vet office. There are certain flowers and certain greens that cannot be around animals, and so it's also having that conversation. Or you find out that the person that's getting the flowers absolutely hates roses, and they are ordering a rose bouquet. So, yeah, it's just about understanding their needs.
Yeah. So jumping from all the industries that you have and now as a business owner, what have been some of the hardest challenges of, one, owning a business, and then, two, I mean, having a daughter and balancing that, like, work-life balance?
I think it's understanding that there is no balance.
Yep.
It's true.
Yeah. The 1 week, we may be pretty slow just depending on the season. Our clientele might be out of town because it's spring break, or it's a summer, a warm week in the summer, so everyone is gone. And then the next week, it's a whole lot of birthdays and bridal showers and sympathy bouquets, so we can be working nights and mornings or just a normal work week. Mm-hmm. So that balance has been an interesting ride this first year, but it's been wonderful. And then, yeah, juggling work-life balance of having a daughter and having an employee for the first time. I've never managed anyone even in the industries I've been in, so that's been a great learning experience. It's humbling, for sure.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about yourself owning a business. I wouldn't change it, honestly.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, even those hard moments where you're questioning everything. Yeah. I think are normal for any business owner or someone in a higher position. And if we weren't questioning ourselves, man, are we growing?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, it's even funny too, as a business owner myself, it's like 1 week is like doom's week, right? Yeah. You're like, where is everybody? Like, this is horrible. Mm-hmm. And then the next week you're like, oh my gosh, welcome back to Ada, everyone. Like, this is wonderful. So yeah, even as a business owner, it's just your mental self too, of just like keeping that in bay and knowing that there truly is no balance when it comes to, one, I mean, you're in sales, right? It's retail technically, and there is no balance.
Yeah, and I hadn't really thought about the fact that you can predict that Valentine's will be busy, but that if it is a week that there's lots of birthdays and all these other things, there's no way for you to predict that happening. So it is a constant challenge to just figure it out, step by step. And mm-hmm. I love that you mentioned growth, because I think, you know, it's so important to be lifelong learners and to learn from each day and what the mm-hmm. takeaways are and what we can change. And being a people manager is no joke. So that is definitely a learning curve. And like you said, you learn so much about yourself as you're trying to manage other people.
For sure. Yes, you definitely learn a lot about yourself.
Yeah.
And just you learn more about personalities too, and like how to navigate that. Mm-hmm. Because we are all a different person.
Yeah.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. And that too is like taking everybody's strong suits of the mm-hmm. personality and then putting them all together and creating like the best outcome you possibly can. But it's getting to that point. It's getting to that point that whatever they may do that drives you nuts, it's like, okay, that might drive me nuts, but you're so strong at this. Mm-hmm. So we're going to utilize your strengths, and then your strength may be my weakness. You know, it's, mm-hmm. it's also kind of like a secret weapon. Your team is really, once you get rolling and figure out the personalities and stuff. And Kim and I have talked about that a lot. I mean, it's hard. Like, we're running around constantly, AKA keep up with Liz and Kim podcast, you know? And it's hard too. And in your life too, with a daughter, it's when you're running around and then trying to balance a team.
Yeah. Like, as an example, this morning was school drop off at 8 a.m. Then to the shop to pick up an arrangement that needed to be delivered before 9 a.m., as well as answering some emails because we have some last minute orders that are due for tomorrow night. And then this podcast. And then, you
know, well, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
And then the day goes on.
Yeah.
So, it's just, you make it work.
Mm-hmm. You do. Yeah. I do want to back up just a little bit. I meant to ask you earlier, the Artisan Fox, how did you come up with the name?
So a funny story is one of my middle names is Foxy. It's a family.
Oh.
It is a family name and inside joke that managed to find its way on my birth certificate. So I figured it would be a wonderful way to utilize it in the name, and my daughter absolutely loves the middle name. So Artisan Fox.
So where did the middle name come from? Do you know?
It's just always been a nickname that my grandfather was called when he was younger, was Silver Fox. And so my mom and him were very close, and he made a joke in passing that he would like that passed on. And so she quite literally put it into writing. So, but yeah, I think it's a nice little quirky thing. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has a middle name for the most part. And I have two.
Well, and it's cool that you use it in something that means so much to you too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Kind of like putting what meant so much to your mom. Now you're taking that and putting it into your business that means so much to you.
Yeah. And flowers were actually her passion too. Growing up, she always made sure that I was in the garden with her and designing. So
did she have a flower shop?
No.
Okay.
No. She but she loved growing flowers and always having fresh flowers. So.
I absolutely love all those connections.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes life special.
For sure.
So. Well, and that's what gives the connection to small business. That's where like you have that connection to your people or your audience or your clients or whoever, depending on what your small business is. But there's always a story behind it. Mm-hmm. And it sometimes is the middle name.
Sometimes it's the middle name.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're going through this whole process of owning a business, but you also worked in several different industries, what advice would you give to your younger self?
My goodness. I think growing up, I just assumed you needed to know what it is you were going to do forever. Mm-hmm. And so that was a huge struggle, was just deciding and never fully feeling like I fit in because I couldn't decide. So I think the advice is just to go with the flow, go what's in your heart. And as long as you are putting it, like, as long as you are putting your all into it, that's truly what matters.
Yeah.
So.
And you can pivot.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
We all do.
We all do. Yes. 1,000 times, actually.
Mm-hmm.
More than you ever imagine. And I'm really glad that schools are looking at things through a different lens. When I was growing up, it was very specific. And yeah. Yes, there was a lot of pressure to pick an industry mm-hmm. and feel like that was what you were going to do for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is changing some. And I'm really glad that people realize that things evolve and opportunities come across that you had no idea even existed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah. I think people have a much broader perspective now, which is great.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I was even listening to another podcast and they're talking about Martha Stewart and I had no idea. Like, she's so badass.
She is.
I don't know if I can say that, but I'm just sure. like, she's so cool and she created a world, like an influencer world. She was the first influencer and she literally created that world. And now tens of thousands of people are these influencers that job never even existed. So, I mean, things can happen in the world and you can just pivot and you can land in the perfect spot.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah. But good old Martha Stewart.
Yeah. And it's all about that dedication, right?
Yeah.
Like with Martha Stewart, she knew what she wanted. She knew her mm-hmm. vision and she made it happen
yeah.
By adding more to her team or changing her team. So, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. She also, now we're going down a Martha Stewart thing, but I had no idea that she was like an insane trader. She
yes.
traded stocks yeah. and she was so good at it. Oh my gosh, you are real cool. Okay, jumping back to normal topics, but if you were to spend a Saturday in Ada Village, what would you do? What would be like your perfect Saturday?
Oh my goodness. What is there not to do?
It's true.
I am always grabbing coffee and just walking around. I mean, we have a fabulous bookstore, so it's just going in there on a slow Saturday. Yeah, and then we have that beautiful park right by the river.
Mm-hmm.
So I do end up over there sitting on the grass usually.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
With your book?
No, not with my book, okay. But usually with my coffee and probably checking emails, but at least I'm outside.
Yeah.
And if I have my daughter, then she's running around in the grass and maybe eating some ice cream.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Very nice. So if listeners want to stay connected to you and or the Artisan Fox, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to follow our Instagram and send us a message through there or visit our website, artisanfoxfloral.com. On there, you can either choose your design or we have a nice little custom order link as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. This was wonderful. And I know our listeners are going to love learning more about Artisan Fox.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, Kim, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it. First, I'd like to announce that the ABA is having happy hour at Guild Mortgage on Wednesday, May 21st. This is a little different. We usually do our happy hours on the second Wednesday. We'll be doing it on the third Wednesday in May. Join us from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. These are open to anyone if you want to come out and just network with local leaders, business owners. It's going to be a great time.
All right, and number two, June 3rd is the start of the Ada Village Farmers Market. We all love it. We all want to support these local artisans, farmers, bakers, and food market. So come out 9 to 1 every Tuesday until October 28th. It is located in the Community Church parking lot right by Brody Bees.
And the day after that, June 4th, is the first Music on the Lawn, which benefits the Ada Historical Society. The summer concert series is kicking off with Prior Noon. It is from 7 to 9 p.m. in Legacy Park. You can find more information on the Ada Village Facebook page.
All right. And then number four, June 7th is Rise on River Street from 12 to 3. River Street will be closed and it will be full of custom built cars from Label Motorsports. This is a great opportunity to come hang out, grab coffee, grab a drink, walk around and check out some really beautiful vehicles.
That same weekend, June 7th and 8th, is the Grand Rapids Triathlon and Children's Duathlon. It is Michigan's largest independent triathlon and hosted right here in Ada. The event is for all beginners to experience triathlete. Visit GrandRapidsTri.com for more information and to register.
If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media and subscribe to this podcast.
Thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.